Good morning. 9:17 in the morning. January 16th, 2012. Where are we in time and space? Who knows? So today is off to a running start. I've got a podcast for the other for the class done already. Need to get that home, get that all uploaded. Got a therapy session in less than an hour. I've got to get some groceries. I've got everybody home again today. I've got a sick wife, so whether or not she goes to work tomorrow, that's an interesting question by itself. Let's see what else. I heard from Dean Wesley Smith about the workshop. So I know I'm going to be flying on Saturday and Sunday. I can't wait for that. I do need to make a reservation for the hotel down in Colorado Springs for a week after this. I'll have to go down there for that session. And so I need to be there Friday afternoon and then come back on Sunday afternoon. I have to remember to do that. Get down there, have no place to stay. That would be tragic. So what else? Not much. I haven't taken a lot of new inspiration. I was listening to Tony C. Smith's Meta Show. At the end of the year, he does a kind of recap of Starship Sofa, where it's been, where it's going, to the best of his ability to tell, of course. And he's got a lot of good stuff coming up. He's got a bunch of stories from me that I've recorded for him that I haven't talked about. He's announced the new podcast, which apparently started last Friday. I'm not sure. It's a horror podcast. I don't remember now what he calls it, but there are, I've recorded two or three shorts for that already. I've got another one that I've got to record. I should have recorded it yesterday, and I spent all day playing. Between wife and kids, it was a non-productive day. Although I got a lot of laundry done, and I can't record when there's laundry, so that's good. I probably can't record today either, because I suspect that there will be sheets done today. Those should have been done yesterday, but they weren't. And now you're privy to my deepest secrets. I'm airing my dirty laundry. In this case, quite literally. When do I do my laundry? Sad, really? Quite sad. At any rate, I'm hiking along this morning. It's chilly. It's a bit on the chilly side. It's 28 degrees. And while the sun is up, I'm walking in the shade. There is a light breeze, so wherever it cuts across my face, it cuts across my face. The beard helps a little bit. Not a lot, but some. Pant. I can tell I'm walking too fast because I can't talk and walk at this pace. It's probably just as well, because I don't know that I've got a lot to say today. I have so much that I want to get done. And I am so much standing in my own way of getting it done. It's ridiculous. Having people home is a good excuse for me. It's not really a valid excuse, but it's one that I use a lot. It's difficult to focus when there is a lot of hubbub in the house, particularly when the hubbub's directed at me. In the past, I used to be able to go and sit in my corner and not have anybody really notice that I was sitting in my corner. Now, and I don't know really what's changed, if only that it's much more evident now that that's where I work. But since I'm always home, of course, it means I have unlimited time to do just anything at all that strikes somebody's fancy, strikes somebody's idea of something that has to happen. One or the other of the daughters needs a ride. Spouse needs a chore done. Phone calls need to be made. Appointments need to be done. And then, of course, someone has to take people to their appointments. I have to get some appointments of my own, so it's probably just as well. But still, I work at home now, but that doesn't mean that I have an infinite amount of time. In fact, my time is quite finite. However, I'm underway this morning. I got underway just at 9 o'clock. Left the house. Did a lot of housekeeping online this morning in terms of catching up with feed readers, and dealing with all of that good stuff. Need to make sure that my Blackboard course is turned on this afternoon so that students can get to it if they need to, if they want to. I'm assuming that if I turn it on, then it will be available from Moorhead and not have to wait for Moorhead to throw some master switch that makes Blackboard available to students. So we'll see. I don't know. Now here's my big barky dog. I wonder if he's going to bark at me when I walk by while I'm talking. So I stop talking, and of course, maybe he will, maybe he won't. It was funny the other morning when I got back. I was out here in the cold and walking right along because I had something to do, and I was in a hurry to get back. And I got back and discovered that what's usually an 18 to 20 minute file was 16 minutes. I don't think it dropped any of it. I don't think I cut any out. That was really quite shocking to me that I could cut that much off just by pacing the walk. I know right now I'm on a rather advanced pace. I'm coming up on the corner where that plastic egg was yesterday. I'm wondering if it's still standing there. It really was comical. It was one of those, what the hell, kinds of things. It was very, very strange to see. And just a little, the expression on the face is just a little bit diabolical. Just a little bit evil. It's like, what is this? I wonder if there's a story there somewhere. I don't usually do supernaturals, but perhaps. No, it's gone. Somebody either took it or it blew away. I don't see it in the rock pile anywhere. Bummer. Oh, I'm glad I got a picture of it. Talk about your found things. There was a project that I was playing with a while back. I don't remember what it's called now. But you take a picture of things you discover, and you post it to Flickr with a particular tag, and then this social site picks up those tags from Flickr once a day or so, and you get credits, points, for how many of them you get, how many of them you do. I took a lot of pictures of things like hotel key cards on the sidewalk, or I went through a phase where I was taking pictures of valves on buildings, like fire valves, water valves, and I did a lot of electrical boxes, outdoor electrical boxes, the number tags on them, the ID tags, things that had some level of detail. There's one that's right when the beginning of the, oh my God, it's going to be 2012 next year, craze hit, was a building that is unit 2012. So I took a picture of the building number. It was tucked away on the back corner. It wasn't where anybody would be likely to see it. So I grabbed a snap and took that. I forget what that place was called now, but it was an interesting, sight. It would be more interesting if there were other people in town who were doing it, because you get points for noticing things that other people notice. So if you see something, you get points for being the first reporter, but then you get points for being the second or third. And that makes it a little more fun. But I really only ever went three places, so it was kind of difficult for me to find new stuff all the time to take a picture of. And you weren't allowed to take a picture of the same thing twice. The university was good because people were always dropping stuff by the sidewalk. So I could always take pictures of lost pens, rumpled sheet of paper, motel key cards, that kind of stuff. Little pocket fluff stuff that people drop all the time. There's a lot of it at the university. So that was kind of fun. I wonder if that project is still going on. I wonder if I can find it. I wonder if I really should waste the time to do that, because really what I need to do is get some recording done so I can at least produce an audiobook and get going on this other Ravenwood title. All the titles are falling off. I'm not the only one. Something is going on the Amazon algorithms. There was a big push a couple of days ago by one of the Thomas and Mercer authors, where he had like 35 books in the top 100, all of them posted at 99 cents. And then they started raising the prices back up to $4.99. So that was a good way for him to flood the mystery market. And it also got a lot of attention, so science fiction titles weren't going as smoothly. It used to be that if you could make the top 10 of science fiction, you'd have a sales rank of 1,000 or higher, actually, 500. Now I looked at the number 10 when I think he had sales rank of 1,400. So science fiction sales ranks are down. Don't know what that means in terms of sales. My sales are falling off. Ravenwood is down to 5 or 10 a day, averaging about 7 or 8, I think. I haven't looked today. I should look, see what it is. But it's understandable given that I haven't got the new book out yet. I really do need to do that to bolster those sales. And to bolster me, because there is nothing like having a new book out there published to make me feel really good. And I really want to get it done before the end of this month so that I can spend next month doing book 3 and then produce book 3 in March before I go away to the writing workshop. So I need to get one book produced if I'm going to get anything produced this year. Got to get one going, because time's flashing by. Seems odd, 16th day in January, and I'm already complaining about the year flicking by, but it's a big pile of work to do. And quite frankly, I've done precious little of it. Part of the downside of knowing that I can crank out a lot of work in a short period of time is that even though I've got a big pile of work, I'm procrastinating. Yes, it's true, I am. Some of you already knew that. I suspect all of you did, actually. So I need to get on the stick here and get this stuff moving. I need to get me moving, most of all. And I don't mean just walking, but get my work moving. So, I am at the corner. There's a car coming, but I think I can cross the street in time. He has to stop at the stoplight. And I'm safe. So, walking along beside the park, the last leg of my morning journey. It's a gorgeous day. I don't know what the temperature's going to wind up being before the day is over, but it's, at this point, I suspect low 30s. The wind is cold enough to make the water on my eyes uncomfortable, quite chilly. I gotta get over to the eye doctor's too, because I'm having trouble seeing stuff. I'm overdue. I need to go get my eyes checked. And I'm frankly a little nervous about what they're going to find. I don't know that I've ever had as much trouble focusing as I have the last 2-3 months. Now, luckily, I don't have to focus too much or focus too closely. And it could very well be that one of the problems is that I spent way too much time focused nearby, looking at a web page, looking at a computer screen. Oh, it reminds me, I've got all the pieces except for the shelf. I got to get my shelf set up for my stand-up desk so I can work there. I also found out we have to take a printer. I need to get a hold of Deb Geary and find out if we can go in, have these on a printer or something that we can take over there. Something reliably small and portable. Get her some ink. There's a office supply store about 20 miles away, so we could get one when we're there. Also need to contact the other Colorado people and find out when they're going in, so we can try to get to the Portland airport at about the same time, so that we can carpool out. There's no reason for all of us to have a car there. Perfectly willing to share the wealth, as it were. We can figure out who's going to rent it and who's going to contribute. There's enough of us, and a week-long rental really doesn't cost that much. I think it's like $35 compared to $10 or $12 a day. But rent it for a week, and it's a lot cheaper. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you then.